श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंज राधा कुंज गिरि गोवर्धन की श्री वृंदावन धाम की मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की द्वारका धाम की गंगा मई की जमुना मई की भक्ति देवी की तुलसी महारानी की श्याम भक्त श्याम भक्त बिंद की श्री श्री गौणिताय की श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम जी की श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर जी की नृसिंह देव भगवान की प्रहलाद महाराज शिला प्रभुपाद की निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे All glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga Shila Prabhupada ki jai. ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनां शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामयं ददाति स्वपदं वंदेहं श्री गुरुं श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्री गुरुं वैष्णवंश्च श्री रूपं सग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पदानु सहगना श्री ललिता श्री विशाखावितं हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कंचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि वंशकल्पतरूभस्य कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो चैप्टर कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 62 10 तस्योषा नाम दुहिता स्वप्ने प्राद्युम्निना गतिम् कन्या लभत कांतेन प्रागदृष्ट श्रुतेन सा तस्ये तस्यो तस्योषा नाम दुहिता स्वप्ने प्रद्युम्निनां प्रतिम् कन्या लभत कांतेन प्रागदृष्ट श्रुतेन सा तस्योषा नाम दुहिता स्वप्ने प्राद्युम्निना रतिम् कन्या लभत कांतेन प्रागदृष्ट श्रुतेन सा Vaishnavis. Tasya is Usha Nama, name Usha, Duhita, daughter, Swapne, in a dream, Pradyumnina, with the son of Pradyumna Aniruddha, Pratim, an amorous encounter, Kanya, the unmarried maiden, Alabhata, obtained, Kantena, with her lover, Prag, previously, Adrashta, never seen, Shrutena, or heard of, Sa, see. Translation and purport. So I thought before I read this, we can summarize what is happening, where we are coming now. Is that okay? Everybody? Okay. So, Banasura. Banasura is the eldest son of out of 100 sons of Bali Maharaj. Banasura is very intelligent, very learned, well respected in the society, very liberal. He's like to keep his promise, his words, what is said, just like his father Bali Maharaj. But Banasura is the worshipper of Lord Shiva. And he has pleased Lord Shiva. By the mercy of Lord Shiva, he has 1,000 hands, arms. How was he able to sleep with 1,000 arms? My gosh. He has pleased Lord Shiva by when Lord Shiva is doing Tandav Nritya with his 1,000 hands, he is playing the Tandav Mridanga drum. So Lord Shiva is Asutosh, very easily pleased. So Lord Shiva is telling him, he's very pleased, so he says, ask any boon you want. So Banasura said, well, why don't you be my guard here in my city and I can be protected by all my enemies. So Lord Shiva is the protector of his protector. But then Banasura is, because of the material nature is such that it just brings pride. Anything we have in material world, it brings the, if it's not used in the right consciousness in the service of the Lord, it is not if we don't keep in mind understanding that this is the ability given by Krishna, and it should be used in the service of Krishna, and the humble devotee usually thinks that I'm just a guardian of whatever I have provided, and if you don't do that, then there is a pride arises. Pride, prestige, fame. Sri Raghunath Das Goswami says in his prayer, Kanaka Kamini, I can't quote the whole shloka, but he said, you can give up wife, you can give up the Kanaka, you can give up gold, you can give up everything, but difficult to give up prestige. Difficult to give up prestige. So here, Banasura has 1,000 hands, and he doesn't know where to use it. He's going breaking the mountains and everything, and he's tired because he doesn't know what to do with his 1,000 hands. So he comes to who comes? He comes to Lord Shiva. And he pays obeisances to Lord Shiva, and then he says to Lord Shiva, well, there is, you are a desired tree, and you can fulfill all desire. Now you have given me this 1,000 arms, but I don't know, there is no competent persons like you, there is no higher than you. So what he wants to do? He's telling Lord Shiva, let's you fight with me now. But Lord Shiva is a Vaishnava Namathasambhu, he's a devotee of the Lord. When Banasura is saying, Lord Shiva would have finished him up just like that, isn't it? But because Lord Shiva has promised him to protect him, he's a protector, he had given the boon. So he has to, this plan has to work. How? So Lord Shiva says, well, there is someone more competent than me will be coming, and he will crush your pride, prestige. Will crush your prestige. So, how Lord Shiva is going to bring that his beloved Lord Krishna, how he's going to bring here. So now one thing is, before we go to this, Srila Prabhupada said, I'm just paraphrasing, that old man and old woman doesn't want to have that pride, because the time is going to crush into powder all that pride. So here, foolish Banasura is happy that, oh, someone is going to come now higher than Lord Shiva. Competent person whom I can fight. I will use my 1,000 arms, hands. So to do this here, this pastime where meeting of Usha and Aniruddha, this shloka is the prelude leading to the pastime, leading to the fulfilling Lord Shiva's desire, where Krishna will come. Of course, we will read more in the next chapter, the fight. We'll be reading that. So this is kind of leading, this shloka is leading to that. Now, so let's read this. I will read the translation and then the purport about this shloka. Okay. Translation. In a dream, Bana's daughter, the maiden Usha, had an amorous encounter with the son of Pradyumna. Though she had never before seen or heard of her lover. So this is a dream. Of course, on the spiritual platform, dream and actions are the same. In the material world, when I'm dreaming something, let's say I dream something comes appear me. I fear heavily in that dream. But when I wake up, it's gone. Happy. So there is a difference. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur making the point that on the spiritual, whatever is dream is an action. So let's talk about, then we will talk more about the dream, we'll talk about it. Let's read the purport. This is, in the purport is Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is describing from the Vishnu Purana. This incident now described will lead up to the fight predicted by Lord Shiva. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur quotes the following verses from the Vishnu Purana which explains Usha's dream. Usha Bana Suta Vipra Parvatim Sambhunasaha Tridantim Upalakshyochai Spriham Chakretad Ashayam. O Brahmana, when Usha, the daughter of Bana, happened to see Parvati playing with her husband, Lord Sambhu, Usha intensely desired to experience the same feelings. Tata sakal chitagya gauritam aha bravinim alamatyartha tapena bhartratvamapi ramshyase. At that time, Goddess Gauri Parvati, who knows everyone's heart, told this sensitive young girl, "Don't be so disturbed. You will have a chance to enjoy with your own husband." Iti yukta shatada chakre kadeti mati atmanaha kova bharta mamet yenam punarapyaha Parvati. Hearing this, Usha thought to herself, "But when and who will be my husband be?" In response, Parvati addressed her once more. Vaisakha Sukla Vadashyam Swapneyo Abhibhavam Tava Karishyati Sate Bharta Rajaputri Bhavishyati. The man who approaches you in your dream on the 12th lunar day of the bright fortnight of the month Vaishakha will become your husband, O princess. So, Usha is, now before this dream, Parvati is coming here. And Mother Parvati is helping to expedite this fight, which is going to happen. Parvati is also a devotee of Krishna. She is the expansion of Radharani. So when we are worshipping the demigods, With what consciousness we are worshipping, that is important. Worshipping demigods with the consciousness that I want to be a serve Krishna, then demigods will help. We saw the example of Krishna stealing the garments of the gopis. All the gopis were worshipping who? Katyayani Devi. Right? But the gopis' intention was to have Krishna as their husband. And Katyayani Devi, they were worshipping Katyayani, Katyayani fulfilled desire. So here, Mother Parvati is telling that you will have a dream, because Usha, she is unmarried, she is at the age of marriage. So, and of course, when she is seeing Shiva and Parvati, then she wants to have that feelings of that enjoyment. Now, of course, we have to understand this is on a transcendental platform. When we read this, all these verses in coming up, you know, if you have not understanding, we will think like this is a love story. And it is a love story, but it is on a transcendental platform. I was bewildered a little bit when I was reading this from Krishna book. No? Was it like, what's happening here? And Srila Prabhupada made a one in the Krishna book, in the chapter he wrote, he made a point of intercourse. I said, wait a minute. If some outside person who has no understanding with Kant, and they will read this, what is this happening here in the Krishna book? So we have to be, this is 10th canto, transcendental platform. After 9th canto comes the 10th canto. This is the, but we have to see the overall picture, what is happening, what's going to happen. These are the, you know, Pradyumna is Aniruddha, they are the family of, they are in the family of Lord Krishna. So, she is, Mother Parvati is, so Usha has that desire. So she becomes, she is, wants to, so Mother Parvati, she knows what the Usha has a desire. So she said, she is telling here, Usha, Parvati is saying that, you will also experience the same feelings. So Parvati says, then of course the question comes with, who would be that person who will fulfill my feeling, my desires? When he will come? That's natural questions arises within the heart. So then here Parvati says, don't be disturbed. You will have to, you will enjoy with, you know, with becoming your husband, but and you will have dream at so and so time, so and so day, and that who is coming in your dream will be your husband. Now, let's talk about the dream here. I was talking with Ananga Manjari. I said, I have to give a class and I have to talk about a dream. And she made a nice point. She said, yeah, dream, but dream has to coincide with Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. And I said, that's a great point you made. Because, and it's true, and I will tell you this past time which happened, this TOBP meeting, when we had fundraising. Because we can have a dreams. We all having dreams. We are living in the dream world anyhow, isn't it? This whole thing is a dream. Whatever we had, our parents, they are gone. That's a dream. Soul has nothing to do with what? This material world. Hmm? Soul is eternal, transcendental. So it's all dream. So if we dream, and most of the time dreams are mixed up with modes of passion, ignorance, goodness, right? Whatever modes we are in. So if the dream is not coincide with Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, then that dream is just a dream. There is no reality, substance in it. That's why we say dream. If you dream, we have to skim through it. We have to, I forgot the word, with the guru, that this dream is real. Now, at the, when we had a fundraising here last Saturday, right? And Amrish Prabhu said that he had a dream, Srila Prabhupada, dream, Srila Prabhupada came in the dream because he was praying. And he said, Srila Prabhupada, when I asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada didn't say anything. Now, I will try to say what he had to say in that. He said that Srila Prabhupada had given the order to build this temple to him, instructed him in 1975. Right? And Srila Prabhupada had said that this temple would be in Mayapur. So he had that instruction long time before 1975. Many years passed by. And finally it was decided, yes, we'll build the temple in Mayapur, and he gave money. And suddenly the government, because of the government, obstacles with the government of Bengal, they were thinking, no, we should build the temple in Jagannath Puri, not in Mayapur, because in Jagannath Puri they are getting the land and everything. Free land government is giving, so why not? Here is too much trouble. So here Amrish Prabhu is praying this, that, because they are not gonna, they are thinking to change from Mayapur to Jagannath Puri to build the temple. He's praying and Srila Prabhupada comes in his dream, and he asks Srila Prabhupada, what should I do? Where should we build the temple? And Srila Prabhupada not answering anything. But when he woke up, he realized, sure, I'm stupid. I'm asking him. He has already given me instruction where to build a temple. In my opinion. So that is Guru. Guru had told him to build a temple. Right? Shastra. Jayadev Goswami. Jayadev Goswami had, before Lord Chaitanya, Jayadev Goswami had gone to Navadvip, and Jayadev Goswami had said that this will be a place, this will be a spiritual city. And he said that here will be the Radha Madhava will be worshipped. And he said here will be in this big city, spiritual city, there will be a big temple. This is Jayadev Goswami. Now, of course, Lord Nityananda had also said that there will be temple here. Right? So here is Guru, Sadhus are saying. Shastra is also saying. See. Now, I also heard that when Srila Prabhupada got three deities, so Someone had donated. One little Srila Prabhupada sent to Boston, Gopijana Ballabha. Right? Another deity he sent somewhere, I don't know where exactly, I forgot. But the third deity was sent to Calcutta. And of course from Calcutta, now, is interesting. The deities were in Calcutta, and Srila Prabhupada was doing the program in Hyderabad, was going to do the program. So, they were thinking to bring the deities there because it's a big pandal program and there's to be Radha Krishna deity. So they thought that this deity, which is in Calcutta, is bigger deities, and they also had a small deity also in Calcutta. So they thought that devotees thought that instead of bringing the small deity, let's bring this big deity, which was for Radha Madhava. So they brought this big deity from Calcutta at the Pandal program in Hyderabad. And when Srila Prabhupada saw that deity, he kind of approached and says, where is this deity coming from? So he said, devotees said, Srila Prabhupada, these are the deities who are in, this is Radha Madhava from Calcutta. Srila Prabhupada became a little bit angry. This deity belongs to Mayapur. Don't bring this deity anymore. So what I'm saying is that Jayadeva Goswami, who had said that Radha Madhava deities will be worshipped, which is Srila Prabhupada is saying that this is the deity worship and stays in Mayapur. So the dream which was Amrish Prabhu had, it was tally with the Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. So we should also be careful. Of course, in the material world, there is so much interpreted. There are books and books. New Age people has all the books about dream and interpretation of the dreams and all that things there. So here, Usha is having a dream, and this past times will unfold next couple, this chapter, and then there will be fight. Krishna will come, and there will be fight between Krishna and Lord Shiva. And Krishna will cut off all the hands of Vanasura, but he will not kill him. Why? Because he is coming in the line of, Vanasura is coming in line of Prahlad Maharaj. And Lord Narasimhadev promised to Prahlad Maharaj that I will not kill coming in your generation, future generation. Okay? So, any questions, any comments, something to add, something to subtract? Yes, I'm in a trouble now. Yes.
Thank you for that, Raja Guru. But can you read the first verse of this chapter? I mean, how did the subject matter of Vanasura come up? What is the first verse in the chapter?
You want me to read the first verse?
Yeah.
The first verse. Do you want to read the translation? Sukadeva Goswami said, having thus spoken, all those infuriated kings donned their armor and mounted. Hold it, is that right? Oh, what am I reading? I'm reading Marriage of Krishna and Rukmini. Excuse me. A meeting of Krishna and Rukmini. Okay, sorry. King Parikshit said, the best of the Yadus married Banasura's daughter Usha, and as a result, a great fearsome battle occurred between Lord Hari and Lord Shankar. Please explain everything about this incident, O most powerful of mystics. Okay, last chapter end, which is Lord Balaram slay Rukmini. That's last chapter, right? Yeah. And the last chapter, the last verse of the translation is, then the descendants of Dasara, headed by Lord Balaram, seated Aniruddha and his bride on a fine chariot and set off from Bhojakata for Dwarka. Having taken shelter of Lord Madhusudan, they had fulfilled all their purposes. I thought he was going to make me. I was already in trouble, but it wasn't. It was easy. Yes.
Of the dreams.
Yes.
Prabhupada explains, like when he was dreaming with his Guru Maharaj, remember? His Guru calling him to take sannyas. Prabhupada said in a few lectures. So then also Prabhupada explains, the devis will tell the pujaris in the dreams what they want, what they need. Sometimes. So Prabhupada explains the dreams are, when you dream with the Guru, spiritual master, the deities, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it's a reality. When we dream, you know, like phantasmagoric, like when tiger is chasing you, that's illusion, it's no reality. You know, it's logic, it's easy to understand. But, yeah, I think most of the words are dreams with the deities of the world. So,
Dreams are elaborately discussed in, I think it's in the Garuda Purana, auspicious dreams and inauspicious dreams. Elaborate. In this case, Mata Parvati has actually blessed Usha by saying, the man you will dream about will become your husband. In one sense, we could, you know, you said like in the spiritual realm, dreams are true. I'm kind of wondering though if Usha was in the transcendental realm in whatever. But I think there's some little difference there between that. And two more points I want to make. And then
but hold it now, hold it. Before you go further up here.
Okay.
Whether Usha is on transcendental, of course he's a transcendental platform. They are the dynasty of the Krishna's dynasty. I mean, Usha is having the things which is meant to happen to unfold the pastimes to further go up. Here, Parvati is helping Usha.
Okay. So, devotees also get dreams.
Devotees what?
Devotees get dreams. I mean, how can they... You said that when, like, if it looks like sadhu and guru, sadhu and shastra.
Tally with the guru, sadhu and shastra.
If it's in line with that, then.
Yes.
Then it's considered authentic. And then, if it's not, then it's just fantasy.
You have to reveal your dream to your guru.
If you have some spiritual dream, reveal to your guru.
Okay, and the last point I want to make. You mentioned like devotees would worship the demigods to come closer to Krishna. But we know that Srila Prabhupada over and over emphasized that we should not really focus on that in any way.
What I'm saying is that I'm not saying devotees should worship demigods. What I'm saying is that if you're worshipping demigods, what is your consciousness for worshipping? In the material world, consciousness for worshipping demigods is some material benefits. But if you have some, we have to respect demigods. And of course we worship Krishna. Because worshipping Krishna is same as worshipping everybody else. But what I'm saying is what the consciousness is of your worship. And demigods will fulfill your desire. I'm not talking about devotees, generally I'm talking. Demigod will fulfill desire, whatever. Of course, he ultimately is coming for Krishna. The demigods also. So if you worship demigods with the consciousness of getting some material benefit, you will get it. Yes.
We're being educated, so we're seeing examples from different times and cultures. So there's always the principle. You're stating the principles to always be worshiping Krishna. Mm. And according to the culture that they had then, that they had demigods, but when they went to the demigods, there was no change in their consciousness of worshiping Krishna. And a lot of times, so that would be the detail that, and in other cultures, they don't worship Krishna, so they go to the demigods. That's a whole other principle that's being involved there. Mm-hmm. It's not the principle of always worshiping Krishna in every situation. Devotees, presently, we do things that applying the principle of always remembering Krishna, engaging everything in Krishna's service, it wouldn't fit in any other time and place, but we're using that principle and we adjust it to the time and circumstances to be there.
Mm. Okay. Thank you. Okay? Yes?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. I have a question. Banasura, you know, in his description comes off as a very good person in many ways, powerful, respectful, educated, but he's considered a demon, and then there's times where Indra comes off not so good, but he's considered a devta, the king.
Indra
of the
even comes to serve him, Subhanasura, in his city.
So how do we, you know, we hear, you know, demoniac qualities and divine qualities, but Banasura seems to have a lot of the divine qualities. So how do we really determine, you know, what's a demon and what's a devta? You know, where is there a clear line there?
Subtlety. Subtle principles are... give you an example. I know myself, I'm not so close to Krishna. But I act like I'm close to Krishna. I have given prestige. People think I'm a best person. See? But internally, I know I'm not very close to Krishna. And when someone does little bit wrong, I just get angry. And I still have that pride. See? The point is that everything in the material world, what we possess, there is tendency to be proud of that. And not just that, we also have a tendency, when we get into trouble, we have a tendency to take the shelter of that things. Instead of taking the shelter of Krishna. See? So, here Banasura. And you did see Ravana. Ravana was a learned personality, very intelligent. Look at the Jarasandha, respected brahmanas. So the subtlety which is there, subtle mind, which is deep-rooted, these bad qualities within our heart, comes out. And we realize that demons are still within my heart. Anarthas. So all these demons we talk, they were well respected, intelligent, learned in the scriptures. But the main point was they were against Krishna. And we have come here in material world because we wanted to become Krishna, to enjoy. But we are so fortunate that we have this process. Hare Krishna Mahamantra is so powerful that Krishna name and the name and Krishna is none different. If we chant that, continue chanting that, whatever anarthas we have within our heart will go away. Is that? Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna.